Time to Talk Tribe with Bob DiBiase over the Indians, courtesy of Dale's Market in Delhi, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys. Yeah, what a weird road trip for us. Go into Fenway Park, win 2 out of 3, and unfortunately not able to split a four-game series with the Chicago White Sox, who have had our number this year. We inconsistent offense reared its head again, and therefore we're one win shy. We've talked about it since the start of the season, a road trip that you go 4-5 instead of 5-4, a road trip you go 3-4 instead of 4-3, and if you sit back and look at the first 2 months of the season, I think some injuries to our starting rotation and an inconsistent offense have put us hovering around 500, which oddly, if you look at last year, it's only a few games difference in the one loss record for the Cleveland Indians going into June last year as compared to this year. The obvious big difference, the Minnesota Twins have the best record in baseball, and I think we all knew that they would be better, but I don't know if anybody thought that they would have the best record in all of baseball at this stage of the season. So we just need to keep plugging along and get our offense rolling.
Yes, I guess that's true. And bring up the next arm as we can. Josh Smith is making a – Dan Otero, I guess, is getting on the DL, so Josh Smith is coming up. You know, we do the – spring training games, or at least the coverage of that at that time, and sometimes you hear some of these names on occasion, and you never know if they're going to be in and around. But Josh Smith, another one making his way back to the big leagues this time.
Yeah, you know, a little help in the bullpen. Dan Otero, excuse me, going on the injured list. So, you again, pitching depth being challenged this year. Jeffrey Rodriguez and Cody Anderson and Zach Plesac, who we found, who obviously is, yeah, he's over from Ball State, a kid that was supposed to be a high draft pick coming out of Ball State and ended up having Tommy John surgery his senior year of college. And we picked him in the 12th round, and he's only spent a brief period in the minor leagues. And start of the year at AA, dominated and went to AAA, and two starts in the big leagues showing that you know, he's not afraid of the big stage. So, yeah, with these injuries, our pitching depth is being challenged.
Bob, I know it's early June, but here come the Twins, and how important is this series?
16 left with the Twins. These are the, you know, we've only played them 3 times. We have 3 against them. Then the Yankees come in for 3. Then an off day, and the Reds come in for 2. So it's a pretty exciting homestand. I think if we're going to make any kind of move, we need to win a series here. Absolutely, against the Twins. I don't think you talk sweep as much as you would love to see something like that occur. I think we just need to continue to go out, try to be one run better, as Terry always says, than the other guy on that specific day that you're playing. And if we can just start winning some series and chipping away, the Twins have just, obviously, the first 2 months of the season, they've been the story of baseball.
When are they going to cool off? Like the weather today. When are they going to?
Well, it may be up to us to get them to start to cool off, right? Just not sure when, you know, that group is going to cool off. They've just, right from the get-go, have just played terrific baseball. And, again, I think all of us felt that we were going to be in a position where the Twins would be challenging us for the division lead. But things have gone differently, obviously. Again, consistency on offense and just making sure that, you know, we don't get any more injuries going, because our pitching depth, as we said this morning, has obviously been challenged.
All right, now we're in the month of June. July will be here before you know it. Are we ready for this All-Star game to be played?
We are absolutely ready for the All-Star game. 40-plus people on the committee at the Cleveland Indians. Cannot wait to bring the international spotlight to Northeast Ohio for the All-Star game. It's going to generate anywhere between $65-75 million for Northeast Ohio. So in the big picture, it's a wonderful thing for our region and for the fans of baseball. It's nirvana. It's nothing but fun. There's not the nervous knots and intensity of postseason. It's just all about fun and celebrating the game of baseball. We can't wait.
Of course, Brad Hand seems like a sure thing, possibly, for the All-Star, at least based on how he's playing this season. We might get some folks in because of reputation, but this season looks like Brad Hand is really the leader in that category.
Well, yeah, one of the top bullpen guys, closers in the game of baseball. He's been perfect thus far this season. I think Frankie Lindor has a real good shot. He's playing very well to also represent us. Joey Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, has asked Tito if he'd like to be on his staff, so Tito will be there as well. So we'll wait and see what happens with how many players represent the tribe in their hometown, so we'll keep that going. But tomorrow night starts a big homestand against the Twins. On Wednesday, we've got Mike Clevenger bobblehead, courtesy of KeyBank. Friday night, fireworks, courtesy of our friends at Pepsi, with the pregame party in the district, sponsored by Miller Lite and Sugardale Dollar Dogs, of course. Saturday, another pregame party sponsored by Miller Lite. And then KeyBank Kids Fun Day on Sunday. And then Jose Ramirez Cat Day, courtesy of Sherwin-Williams, is Wednesday to close out the homestand on a day game. So a lot of baseball going on. Indians.com, the place to be.
Thanks very much, Bob. We will talk again next week.
All right, boys. Take care.